Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
It is Cyber Monday, a day when we spend all day shopping online, or as women call it, Monday. Hopefully you can tear yourself away from Facebook and Twitter or, you know, anything that you're doing online at work to go ahead and do a little shopping today.
That was a joke?
You know, and a lot of people camp out for days just to make sure they get the best bargains on a Cyber Monday.
That was
all year long. I've been sitting here waiting for these deals to start.
It's been in my cart.
Yeah. If you have to get two shopping carts online, that's a problem.
Yeah.
I feel a little attacked.
You know, the history books tell us that Cyber Monday started in 1895. Back then, it took 4 hours to Morse code your PayPal account information over to the other person. Okay. I made that part up. No, they say that it started in late November 2005. The New York Times reported the name Cyber Monday grew out of the observation that millions of productive working Americans, fresh off of Thanksgiving weekend of window shopping, were returning to their work and getting on the internet and started shopping. So they wasted, you know, their time on that Monday. And so they just went ahead and turned it into Cyber Monday.
It should be just a holiday.
Yeah, I agree.
Really, it should start on Thanksgiving, Black Friday, everyone should have off, and Cyber Monday, everyone should have off.
I think so.
Make it a long weekend.
I agree, because work is getting in the way of my Amazon shopping right now.
No. And there are three-year-old kids who are shopping online now.
That's sad.
Really?
Yeah.
I was proud of my kids and how quickly they picked up devices.
When did they even start their Amazon wish list? How old were they?
Pretty young. Yeah. I don't know if it was 3 years old or not, but they were definitely mastering the devices by then.
But you see these parents, they get these credit card bills for thousands because their kid just went online and started ordering stuff.
My kids never did that.
Yeah, I know. But now they have their, you know, wish list on Amazon. Okay, so...
Why did you laugh at that? I mean, that was just a statement.
I'm just happy to be here.
It's surprising to know that they are shopping online at that age, at three.
I guess three is pretty young.
It's one of those plastic baby carts, but they've got their own, right?
Also, it's the most popular day to actually shop in your underwear.
Well, have you been to Walmart?
And you know, I guess you can do that in public sometimes, too, if you want to. And they also say that, for me personally, I've had to cool down my Wi-Fi after doing a little cyber shopping before because I did so much of it.
This is like a horrible collection of bad jokes delivered one after another.
Yeah. Not all of these.
Funny.
Not all these are jokes.
You're actually, none of them are.
Could you imagine Tom at a comedian's?
But like, this isn't
know,
one.
He's like, that wasn't funny.
These would be funny if you worked one of them into a conversation.
Excuse me, that
cleverly.
One wasn't funny, sir. That joke you just told at the comedy club was not funny.
Only if the comedian was bad.
So people say online shopping is bad because you don't get any exercise at all. No
true.
Exercise. But that's not always true, though, Cato. Because sometimes when you're buying stuff online, you have to walk across the room to get your credit card.
Well, I guess your adrenaline's pumping, too, and sweating, then, trying to get that deal.
They leave the package on the front porch. You have to get up and get that package, too. So you're actually getting a little bit of exercise. Now for some real Cyber Monday shopping tips. These are real, Tom.
Okay.
Yeah. If something seems too good to be true, by all means, give it a shot. You know what?
That's not true. And that's something you need to be careful of. There are sites out there. Like, my wife was seeing something my daughter had pinned or on Pinterest for her list. The site just looked sketchy. Like, it was like, I'm not giving. And they even said on there, it said, we prefer credit cards over PayPal. Like, they didn't want you to use PayPal where you were protected. They want you to just give them your credit card number.
Wow.
We're like, no, you're not getting that because we're not trusting that site.
Well, my mom, she bought a Christmas tree as a fake Christmas tree, I think, for $26. And we haven't gotten it yet, but.
You won't.
Yeah. She tried to put in her information 3 times and it rejected it. Finally, she got it in there.
Wow.
So Cyber Monday shopping tips to make sure that your order will be delivered by Christmas. That's important because sometimes it won't be.
Amazon's pretty good at telling you when it's going to get there.
Yeah, but it's shady. You think 2 days or less, and that ain't the truth.
That's not always. Like,
sometimes it's coming from China.
But they usually say on there, this will not get there by Christmas.
Keep track of your UPS or Amazon delivery dates so that you know when to answer the door in your underwear just to surprise the people. That's always fun.
Merry
tip
Christmas.
For you. And if you're getting a gift for your local morning radio host, make sure it's XXL, right, Tom?
Just XL.
Oh, XL, sorry. And pace yourself by shopping every hour and also watch videos of cats while you're taking a little break from shopping.
That might distract you.
And then finally, try to buy at least one thing for somebody else. That would be important for Cyber Monday. You get on there and you're like, man, I'd like that for me. Let me put that in the basket and I'll shop for me.
That's what I was talking about over the weekend. I'd say, well, I've started finding my Christmas gifts, so I'm going to get me.
Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas to me.
Yes.
It comes in the Amazon box. You know, you're like, I wonder if that's my gift.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't even remember what I ordered half the time, so it would be a surprise.
Yeah. Well, have fun cyber shopping this morning.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I've got some Thanksgiving facts that may rock your world. You just celebrated Thanksgiving. Maybe you felt like you did it the way you always do it, and that was okay. But when you find out the truth about Thanksgiving, you may wonder what's been going on.
Okay.
For example, the first Thanksgiving probably didn't even have any turkey.
Oh.
Historians think they probably ate deer, seafood, and maybe eel.
So it was kind of like having a Thanksgiving at Tori's house, where they have non-traditional things like lasagna.
So, well, this is very different than lasagna. I would say this is more like having lasagna. Thanksgiving at Red Lobster.
Yep.
Ooh, yum.
You know what? They have those cheese biscuits. I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thanksgiving did not become an official holiday until 1863 when Abraham Lincoln declared it during the Civil War because nothing says unity like pass the stuffing, we're fighting with each other.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
The average American eats over 4,500 calories on Thanksgiving Day. That's 2 days worth of calories, and we still manage to come back for pie.
Yeah, we do. Did you weigh yourself?
No.
Have you weighed? You haven't? Okay. I gained 4 pounds over the weekend.
I would believe I gained something because I ate a lot of ham and turkey, and I kept going back for more. And then the croissants kept being like, you need another croissant. And then I had to try the green bean casserole that my sister-in-law made, and it was actually pretty good, so I ate more of it.
Yeah.
And so it was quite a meal. I did not need dinner that night.
Mm-mm. But you ate it anyway, didn't you?
I did. And we ate. You know what? They say today is the last day for your leftovers to be safe from Thanksgiving. But we didn't make it this far. We finished up on Saturday.
I hadn't even opened mine.
Oh, really? Well, you got to eat them soon.
Today.
Okay.
Last day. Yeah.
So this is interesting. The night before Thanksgiving is the biggest drinking night of the year. It even beats New Year's Eve.
That's what I heard.
It's because nothing mixes better than alcohol and family. That's always a recipe for fun.
They say, the people go out on the town, too, and they're, like, getting ready for that big day.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it's because they're coming to visit their cousins. Let's go out before we go hang out with Granny tomorrow.
How many of you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I watch some of it.
It used to be a little more interesting. Back when it first started, they featured live animals from the Central Park Zoo.
Yeah.
Lions and tigers marching down the streets of Manhattan. What could possibly go wrong?
Uh-huh.
What's funny is actually the balloons are more dangerous and have killed more people than the lions and tigers did.
Wow. Huh.
They've had problems with the balloons collapsing and knocking things down and hitting people.
I heard, too, that the balloons the first year was not filled with helium. It's like they had big sticks and they held the balloon up that way. And also, at one point, they released the, when they did start having helium in them, they released them and let them go.
What?
Yeah, and they would just float up in the air and land somewhere.
Goodbye, Snoopy.
All right, moving on with the facts here. They say that the typical Americans buy about 250 million pounds of potatoes during Thanksgiving week.
Mm-hmm.
One of the largest times that we purchase potatoes. The first TV dinner was actually invented because of a Thanksgiving disaster. A food company ordered too many frozen turkeys, and they had to find a way to sell them, so they created the TV dinner. That was a TV dinner we had when I was a kid a lot, was those banquet turkey slices. They were not good.
Yeah, they were not.
Turkeys can run up to 20 miles per hour.
Oh, how'd they get them on the treadmill?
That's faster than most of us can run after the Thanksgiving dinner. The Butterball Turkey Hotline gets more than 100,000 calls every year. People are cooking and they panic. It's almost like they're defusing a bomb and they need help. Like, oh, you got to help me. I'm in trouble here. This is something I did not know. Wild turkeys sleep in trees.
Hmm.
So you might be careful when you're walking underneath them.
Reckon so.
That would not be a fun thing to have happen to
you. How do they get up? How do they climb a tree? I guess.
I think they can jump and kind of fly, but not really.
What is that show where he's like, I thought turkeys could fly?
Yeah. WKRP in Cincinnati. Classic. Let's see here. Cranberries can bounce. That's how farmers sort out the good ones. If it bounces, it's good. Did not know that.
You said cranberries.
Yes.
Okay, I thought you said cranberries at first. I'm like, I've not had those. I had a grandma.
Grandma's like, get off me. Stop throwing me.
Turkeys blush when they're scared or excited. Their heads change color, much like we do when our ex walks in a grocery store. A little bit of embarrassment or confusion. They say that there's a competition every year for the world's best turkey caller, and adults passionately gobble into microphones for trophies. Humanity's beautiful.
I guess so.
And they say that the average American travels 600 miles for Thanksgiving because we love our families and we love free food at someone else's house.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things you may not have known about Thanksgiving while you were celebrating this year, but it adds a little extra oomph to the holiday.
I guess so. So this is the last day to eat your Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers.
Unless you're, you know, risky,
so
edgy.
If you do have some left over, I mean, a couple of things you could do is you could create the world's first gravy lava lamp and just have like a gravy lava lamp. You can make a, you know, just put it in water and that's one thing you could do. I was just thinking, you know, or freeze your giblets for popsicles. Ain't nothing like licking like, you know, turkey innards. Never mind.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, over the holidays, over Thanksgiving, did you have any arguments after dinner or during dinner? Not about politics. Not about, you know, Aunt Gladys and her food that no one touched. But there's something else that everybody argues about. And that's, how are we going to celebrate Christmas this year? Whose house are we going to go to for Christmas this year? Especially if you don't have grandma or grandpa around anymore. They also argue about, you know, are we going to get everybody a little bitty present, or are we going to draw names this year? That's some of the biggest arguments you get into. Are we going to do the white elephant or the Secret Santa game this year?
I think most people just go with what they've been doing and keep the tradition.
I don't know, but as those families grow, it's like, okay, you know what? I'll get little Tommy this year, and you can get Patricia.
Yeah.
Split it up.
Are we just going to give presents for the kids this year?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they argue over that, and then they get frustrated, too, of where they're going to celebrate their Christmas dinner. Do you go to your parents or my parents? Do we go to both parents? Do we? And that's one thing, trying to keep a good schedule during the holiday season of where you're going to land and when it's going to be. Are we going to celebrate early in the morning? Because I would go to my one grandma's early in the morning, and then in the evening I'd go to my other granny's. So,
I don't remember how we did it.
We had Christmas breakfast. That's something new. But a lot of people, they say, I don't want to do Dirty Santa. We did that last year. So it causes some arguments.
What's Dirty Santa? Which one is that?
That's where you fight over the prizes and everyone, yeah. Like, you open a prize and then someone else can steal your prize.
Wow.
Yeah. And so at the end, everyone's trying to get the one good prize.
Great argument.
Nothing says Christmas like stealing presents.
Yeah. It's like the Grinch.
Yeah.
But you got to have that one good gift everybody wants.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, somebody in my family, they'll throw back a $100 bill. And
oh, yeah.
So everyone's fighting over it.
And then you go through the, you know, you got a kind of a smaller family. You're buying everybody a gift. And it gets so big, you're like, okay, we're going to draw names this year. And then you go, you pass around the hat or whatever. And then you get like your grandma or your grandpa or your aunt or uncle, and you're like, what am I going to get them? I barely even know them.
Last time we did that, I got a hammer. A hammer.
Yeah, well.
From an aunt.
It's practical. How many hammers do you have?
I have two now.
Okay. I have about six. And they do come in handy, though. I got them in every room of my house. Wow. You know what? I need a hammer right now. But that's some of the things that they fight about. Also, setting a limit for the price of the present or the gift that you're going to get somebody.
Yeah, we do that.
What's your limit?
I think it's $20,
$25.
We do the Dirty Santa, and then we get the kids and my mom something. We don't exchange gifts as brothers and sisters. We don't need anything.
We don't do that either.
Yeah.
But there's a point where some people do, and that's some of the things that they are fighting about.
It takes all the fun out of Christmas whenever you like start going, we don't need anything. It's like, but the fun of it is trying to find something cute, clever that they'll like.
Yeah, I'm at the point now where I just text my nieces and I'm like, what do you want this year? Send me your list and then I will pick stuff off of it.
Kids are the hardest
sometimes to buy
for when they stop doing the list. And, you know, like one of my kids, they're just like, I just, you know what, just give me some fun stuff. It's like he has no list. And I'm like, okay, we're going to take a stab at it. I hope you're not disappointed.
Good luck.
And then all the, like, your mom's and dad's stuff, you know, and you'll find this out too, Tori, as Michael gets a little bit older. Hey, can you just buy him? You know him better than I do. Can you just go buy all of his toys for him? And then so you wind up buying all the toys, and then you deliver them to the house. They don't do any of the homework.
I'm struggling now because he'll be like 8 months, basically. And I'm like, what are you getting 8 month old?
Nothing. A box.
Yeah.
A box. Yeah. That's what's frustrating. We keep buying him all these nice things, and he's like, oh, cardboard box.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like he's getting presents all year round. It's like, oh, here's a box. Here's another box.
I know. It's like buying diapers. It's a BOGO gift. We get diapers for him, and he gets a new box.
So have fun. I hope that all works out for you during the Christmas season. By the way, we drew names this year.
We did in here?
Yeah. I got my sister-in-law.
Oh, it's your family not here, because I ain't buying y'all nothing.
Yeah, and she don't even like me.
I don't either.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, this guy broke the internet with an order for pizza that his pregnant wife wanted.
Oh.
And not only is the order interesting, and the note that he left, but the comments are golden on this, too.
Okay.
Someone from a pizza joint shared a very complicated order they got. It was a large hand-tossed pizza with these special requests. Triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos, half chicken, half mushrooms, half caramelized onions, half olives, and light sauce.
Okay.
And there was a note on the order that explained the situation. He said, yeah, I know this looks insane, and you're probably like, who is this dude? Well, I have a very pregnant wife. I'm done questioning what she wants.
Yeah.
I'm scared of her. And honestly, you should be too. Thank you and Godspeed.
Yeah.
I'll be honest, it sounded delicious.
Well, that's what a lot of people are saying. A lot of people are saying it sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
There are questions about which half goes on which half.
Yeah.
So that could be confusing. But some of the comments are hysterical. So one person said he didn't order a pizza. He submitted a cry for help. Okay, so someone said that pizza sounds fire.
Mm-hmm.
Another person said, now I'm afraid of getting my wife pregnant. Another person said, I'm pregnant, and this made me hungry.
Oh, boy.
And then someone finally said, at least when women are pregnant, they know what they want to eat.
Yeah.
Because that's the only time.
I saw something that said, women never know what they want to eat because last time we shows, we doomed everyone.
Well, it was
Adam and Eve.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Picking the apple.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, honey. I want an apple.
Never again. See, that's why I stay away from fruit. It's just bad news.
Well, they did not actually show us a picture of the pizza. I would have liked to have seen it because some of it sounded pretty good to me. I'm not a big jalapeno person.
I'm not a chicken person on pizza.
Yeah, I could I could do with, but the triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers was sounding pretty good to me. But yeah, that's pretty funny. Now I see all these videos and pictures and they'll post a picture of the video, but the comments are where the gold is.
Yeah.
You go through, and I just sent Tori one that's pretty funny. It's this lady who has a new haircut, and she shows it, and the comments that people are making are just absolutely hysterical.
Well, I love when they're like, what does your hairdresser do for a living?
Yes, that was one of them.
Well, her hair was super short, and
it's more than that. There's a lot wrong with it.
Yeah. I mean, she's got bangs, but very short hair. It's almost like a little Dutch boy.
One
like
person a Lord said, give me the address of your hairdresser. I want to open a hat shop across the street.
Yeah.
She take cancellations.
I wonder if it hurts her feelings, though. Because, I mean, now it's going to be a while till it grows out.
Just a little blending around the back and side area, but other than that, it's terrible. People come up with some hysterical comments. Let's see what else. So cute. Which foot did she use?
That's why sometimes you're afraid to even post something.
Well, she should have known.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you don't.
I mean, I don't know what to do with those people.
I mean,
does she do beheadings?
Yeah, okay.
It's a little shorter than it needs to be, but otherwise, I hate it. Those are great comments.
It's vicious.
This is why we invented the internet, is for things like this. These are actually good, wholesome fun. I mean, except for the person who's receiving them.
Okay. But, I mean, maybe they have a good personality and they're, you know, they can laugh at themselves.
They're going to need it.
Yeah, they are.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Well, if you're traveling into work today, I have the unspoken office rules that you should never break.
Okay.
It's not just from me, okay? This is from thousands of people. And these are some of the office rules we should never break.
I feel like they should print these up and put them by the urinal.
You know what? It's not only the urinal, Tom, but I think in the office period, almost like the rules you have at the swimming pool, where it says, you know,
like, horse, welcome to our ool. Notice there's no pee in it. Well, please keep it this way.
That could be that one. Yeah, no horseplay around the pool, stuff like that.
No horse flies around the pool.
Okay, so these are unspoken office rules you should never break. Unless you have a private office, never use your speakerphone.
Yeah. That goes for any restaurant, any public place.
Sometimes, though, if the conversation's juicy enough, I do want to hear it.
No, because you're only hearing half.
I'll be like, turn it up, girl. What'd she say?
Okay, these are unspoken office rules you should never break. Don't mess with other people's stuff. So, like, if someone's out sick and, you know, you might need, I don't know, a packet of ketchup or something, don't go through their desk trying to find a pack of ketchup or whatever.
I disagree.
Well, do it, Tom.
Well, be respectful. But, I mean, if there's something that can help you like that, I don't see the big problem.
But you complain anytime we come in the studio and someone's been in here and jacked up all the microphones.
Okay, that's jacking up. That's not just going and finding something they need and not messing things up.
I think it depends on your relationship. If you're close enough, it's not a big deal.
Right.
If you don't know each other, don't like each other, don't mess with their stuff.
It's okay for me to go through Cato's drawers.
Oh.
You do, because you leave them half open.
I do.
It drives me crazy.
Well, zip them up then.
No, that's because the song's running out, and I got to run back in here, and I forget the drawers open.
Well, I'll tell
you,
I mean, I've got staples and tape, and I got all the supplies in there, so I don't keep anything in there. Grab you a K-cup.
Okay.
I stole a bunch of them.
Unspoken office rules you should never break. If you've been in a meeting forever, and your boss says, okay, anything else?
No.
Keep your mouth shut.
Tom.
Huh? Yes. You know, I agree with that. Sometimes there is something you need to ask or clarify, but if you're just asking questions to get people to notice you or because you just, then shut up.
All right.
I didn't need to say that, did I?
But you say it a little bit more politely.
What?
Okay,
hold on. Let me practice. Shut up, please.
I agree. I think the people who stall meetings just to sound important, they deserve a little sass.
Mm-hmm.
All right, third.
Don't need to say that either.
Next unspoken rule.
We just drug it out because you and I felt the need to talk about. Never mind.
See, but what we were saying was important.
Are we in the meeting right now?
This sounds like an unspoken rule we should be speaking of.
We are.
So, third time you walk past someone in the day doesn't require hello. They say hi the first time, nod the second time, and ignore them after that.
Yep. No matter what stall they're coming out of.
Yep. Oh, my.
Don't give them eye contact. If you're walking down the hall, though, it's like you said hi, you gave them the nod, and then just, you know, just pass right by them. Don't say a word.
I always say cool stuff like, you got to stop following me around like this. Yeah. We have to stop meeting like this.
Yeah. Same thing applies at the grocery store, too, just to let you know, because you do see those people.
I will. If I'm on the same aisle with everyone, you know how you get on that same aisle routine with somebody? Yeah. I will go to the other end of the store and start.
And then you see them down there, and you're like, oh, no, they had the same idea.
No, we'll meet in the middle.
See, I always just say, fancy meeting you here.
Oh, God, y'all got a bunch of dad jokes.
Unspoken office rules you should never break. They say, don't be too efficient. It makes other people look bad, and your boss will just ask you to do more. So if you're not busy, don't tell anybody. Like, if you're not busy, go do something on your phone. Go take a potty break. And don't be too efficient.
Unfortunately, you always got those brown nosers in the office that they got to do everything super good and get everyone to notice it. And then you're like, you're making the rest of us look bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this also, cover for people's butts whenever they do get caught out. One time I had to have an emergency root canal, and I left right after the show, and someone came in, one of our bosses, where's Tom? And everyone's like, I don't know. And we end up getting in trouble for months from that.
We didn't know where he was.
I just found out he had a root canal.
I thought he was in the bathroom.
Well, it cost all of us for a while.
Yeah, we had to stay late because of Tom.
No, because y'all didn't say he has an emergency root canal, and he had to leave early for that.
Well, you should always plan your emergency root canals for in the afternoon.
Exactly.
Keep that in mind.
We have to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, unspoken office rule. Don't complain about everything.
Oh, gosh, we all do that.
Constant negativity isn't fun, even if you agree with the person's side.
Yeah. It depends.
So, constant negativity, not good.
I agree.
I call it venting, and I think it's a part of therapy.
I'm
okay with it, unless it's the kind of negativity where it's like doom and gloom and everyone's afraid they're going to lose their jobs. Like, I don't want
afraid.
That person.
That doesn't. I'm never
You
afraid.
Say that, but when it actually happens, you're
going
to
be like, different, but I'm not afraid of it.
Okay, uh-huh. All right. So we have fought about half of these and not agreed on about half of these.
Half?
We will all.
I disagree.
Okay.
It's more than half.
We'll all agree on this one, okay? This is more so for the bosses. Unspoken office rules you should never break. Don't schedule meetings first thing on Monday.
Nope.
Or last thing on Friday.
Nope.
It's a great way to make people hate you.
Okay, I don't think that covers it. Don't schedule meetings on Monday or Friday, period.
Or Tuesday through Thursday.
That's a good corollary.
Yep.
I like that.
See, we all agree upon that.
Yes,
we do. Finally, have fun at work.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Airo will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Airo can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.